Due to strong language, this program is intended for audiences over the age of 13. The sound has been designed to come from all around you, so listening on headphones is suggested. But however you choose to go on this mission, we encourage you to immerse yourself in this journey to the heart of our solar system.
Previously on Solar.
Now playing classified message for Chief Scientist Margaret Cohen.
Chief Scientist Cohen, I've asked you three times. Please reach out to Allison. Right now, Simtek just keeps saying they'll get back to me. As your life is on the line, I thought maybe you would have a vested interest in hearing from them.
If I can advise you on one more thing. Your daughter.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
What was the last thing you said to her?
I'm sorry. She might be too young to remember, though.
Then maybe you should give her something to remember.
Please select the file you want to hear.
This one.
I saw two ghosts dancing last night.
Margaret! Stop!
This isn't how our mission ends. Open the decontamination chamber, Pilot Davis.
Your visor is cracked!
My suit will last long enough.
Commander, requesting permission to extract Margaret. Do not enter the core for another 5 minutes. She's right. We need to wait as long as possible to see if this happens again.
You're going to let her die?
I do not need to explain my decisions to you.
Yes, Commander.
Aethon operating system timer failure has resulted in terminal error. Audio packets are unable to be compiled chronologically. Please reset AOS internal clock. Manual, Whiskey Foxtrot 156 Delta 2. Emergency audio packet 22-Hotel 2045.
Kurtco Media presents Solar. Episode 8, Ghosts.
Pre-solar event. Mission day 480.
She has 24 hours. Tops.
Can we see her, or is she...
Her body is non-radioactive, but I am following her request to remain isolated. She did ask to speak with Taj, however.
With me?
Yes.
What about Eli?
Not me.
Just you, Taj.
Go, Specialist Essie. And are you better, Eli?
Never been, Commander.
It was a severe anxiety attack. He's gonna be just fine. Right, Eli?
You're the doctor.
Alex, do we have any guidance from NASC?
They told us to await further instructions.
We need a response, now.
They're doing everything they can.
They're waiting to hear from Simtek.
NASC and Simtek are working together to figure out the best solution.
No. Simtek isn't responding to NASC anymore.
What are you talking about?
Arv sent me a message. He was asking us to reach out to Allison because the company stopped responding to him.
Allison Logan?
The CEO of Simtek herself.
And did you?
No. She wouldn't listen to me.
I mean, it's worth a shot.
Trust me.
If Simtek has stopped responding, then we need to take matters into our own hands.
No.
The Simtek experiment is clearly at fault for the issues we've been experiencing. Why is this not a huge red flag for you?
Because Simtek isn't the problem.
And what is the problem?
It's us. If I die on this mission, it will be because of one of you, not Simtek. Simtek knows it. NASC knows it. Margaret knows it. Will have known it. And Alex is figuring that out.
Don't speak for me.
Maybe I could speak for Simtek then. Whatever you think you know, you're wrong. Whatever you think we're doing, you're wrong. Simtek doesn't control the future, but their lawyers and scientists are pretty good at fucking figuring it out. Right now, Arv and his whole team at NASC are poring over the manuals and the procedures and the contingencies, and they're starting to realize that this changes nothing. Margaret's death changes nothing. The risk to our lives changes nothing. Because Simtek figured out a long time ago that nothing matters when the clock just keeps ticking.
Even after a psychotic episode, he can't stop whining.
Leave him alone. He's just...
He's acting out! Again! Like always, he's a little shit!
Jamal!
What are we still doing here, Alex? We should have triggered the jettison. We could have saved Margaret's life.
It was a risk to jettison with two crew members still outside.
But it's not...
Margaret was right before, and she was right this time.
And she's gonna die because of it.
Leaders have to make sacrifices.
It's pretty easy to sacrifice someone else, though. Am I right?
That isn't fair, Jamal.
Why did you agree to let me wait those extra 5 minutes? I could have pulled her out sooner.
You could have done a lot of things sooner if you were where I told you to be.
That's different.
Where were you?
I wasn't just sitting around waiting for someone to die.
Where were you?
I decided not to breach your trust with Margaret. I was replacing the air filters that she requested.
Mandatory curfew tonight, 2000 hours, everyone in their bunks. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Pilot Davis, I don't think I heard you.
Yes, Commander.
And I want to be clear. Margaret is a hero. She saved all of us. No more bad-mouthing Margaret or Simtek. Not to me.
Jamal, why did you say...
Not now, Ren.
Pre-solar event. Mission day 480.
Hello, Tosh. Jessa said you wanted to speak with me.
That's right. Chief Scientist Azzi.
Matryoshka.
Simtek encryption enabled.
We all go home. That's what you said.
I did.
You lied.
No, Tosh.
Did you know?
I knew certain things would happen, if not when.
So you knew this would happen?
I knew I wouldn't make it. I didn't know this would be why.
So what does we all go home mean? And for real this time?
The Simtek mission will be a success. We wouldn't have gone on this mission if we weren't sure of that. You know that. You have to... Hand me that cloth, Taj.
You look terrible.
I know.
Your face is swollen, like your hands. You have burns all over. You're sweating. The smell is awful. You have vomit on your sheets.
What's your point?
Is this mission worth it to you? Even in this moment.
Take another look at my face, Taj. My swollen face. See my bloodshot eyes. See the veins popping out through my crow's feet. Look at the blood I cough up. My bleeding lips. The veins on my neck. This face is the face of a hero. You think we got where we are without any sacrifices? If you do, then you don't understand human history. You don't understand what progress takes.
I understand plenty.
I'm dying for what I believe in. If this mission ends before Payload 4, then it's a lost cause.
Then how can you be certain that...
They put us here. You and me. They knew that we would see it to the end, and we will. This is nothing more than passing a baton.
And what is the baton exactly?
A new age for mankind.
You were always kind of weird, you know that? Right now you sound... I mean, maybe it's the meds, but you sound like you're out of your mind.
I'm speaking the truth. You just haven't thought through the implications. In quantum theory...
Don't lecture me on quantum theory.
Of course. Then you already know. You can never know it all. Chief Scientist Azzi, you are now responsible for the successful implementation of the Simtek satellite system in anticipation of Protocol 44. I've given my life for this mission, and now I leave it to you to make my sacrifice worth it. Promise me you'll see the mission to its end. Give me your word. Give me your word, Tosh.
I'll do what I can.
Promise on your daughter's life.
What?
Make your daughter proud.
I never told you about my daughter.
Payload 4 is going to be a massive success, and you'll be the chief scientist. Your name will be everywhere, and your daughter will be so proud.
How dare you bring up my daughter?
Don't be ashamed of her.
I'm not ashamed of my daughter.
Then swear on her life.
No, I won't. There's only so much I can do. I'm pretty sure Jamal thinks we should just go home, and Alex listens to him.
Not so much. Not anymore. There's a rift growing between them.
What?
Didn't you hear? Jamal wasn't where he was supposed to be during the payload launch. You'll just have to go through the recordings to see where he actually was.
What recordings?
You'll find out soon enough. I know you'll make great use of it. Allie records everything. Manipulating the crew will be so much easier for you when you have all the information.
Excuse me?
Don't be offended, Taj. I consider it one of your great strengths. One of the reasons I wanted you on this mission. Your ability to convince those around you that you can be trusted. You used your early friendship with Jamal to ask for favors. You convinced Eli to redo the programming and measurements without my permission. You convinced me not to notice your alterations. You opened up to Jessa to get her on your side so you could go on the spacewalk. And Taj, you convinced your daughter's father to raise her entirely without you. Don't be ashamed. You're a strong woman, Tosh. I admire you.
You absolute bitch.
Isn't that what you said at the anniversary party? You were using Jamal.
That's not... I didn't...
You've performed so well, Lassie. Even when you go behind my back, it was always the right call. You are your best when you're controlling people to get what you need. That's the real you.
Fuck you, Margaret. I'm going to take over as chief scientist, and I'm going to successfully deploy the SimTech experiment. And I will get us all home. All of us. You hear me? I will be twice the leader you ever were.
Taj.
No. You look at this face. My face. This is the face of a hero. Die alone, Margaret. Alone as you were your whole life. Matryoshka.
Taj.
Taj. Disabled.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam. Dayan cha emet. Allie?
Yes, Margaret?
At least you'll be with me when I go. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Post-solar event. Approximate mission day, 550.
Allie?
Yes?
Are the reserve oxygen tanks still intact?
Yes.
Okay. We've already reviewed how to seal the reactor suit for space usage, but would it be possible to connect a reserve tank to a suit?
No.
But you said the reserve tanks were still intact.
The reserve tanks are still intact.
Do the reserve tanks have a breathable mix of gases?
They do, but only for a short period of time.
Would we not be able to seal the suit correctly?
You would, for temporary usage.
So, what?
I do not understand the question.
Oh, it's the pressurization. We need to regulate the pressure, just like when Jessa would hook us up to the tanks for the running exercise. Did I get it, Allie?
I do not understand the question.
We don't have the right valve types to regulate the pressure at a breathable level for the backup suit. Is that correct?
That statement is correct.
Because all of those vowels were in the medical bay in Capsule 4.
That statement is correct.
And Capsule 4 no longer exists.
That statement is correct.
So we're back to square one. No way to pressurize and depressurize breathable air in Capsules 8 and 9. And those reserve tanks are just strapped in over there. What a waste. Hey, Allie, are the Simtech reserve tanks still intact?
There was no distinction made between oxygen tanks.
No, I meant energy. I might be looking at the door. The Simtech reserve energy tanks, are they still intact?
Yes.
Okay, can I find out what they're connected to? The hardware, I mean?
That information is classified.
Can you display the current energy levels for that equipment?
That information is classified.
Are they still plugged in and functioning?
Yes.
Okay. Can you draw up a list of all software you are currently running?
Yes.
That's a lot. This is everything, right?
I've displayed all software programs currently running that you are able to view.
Okay. Were any programs started during the flare? So mostly things relating to the emergency protocol.
That is correct.
Which I don't have access to.
That is correct.
Was there any hardware activated around the time of the flare?
Yes.
Was any of that hardware Simtech hardware?
I am unable to answer the question.
Was the coffee maker activated?
No.
Okay. How are current energy levels?
I do not understand the question.
Are we overloading on power, or are we low?
We are at a stable capacity.
Ugh. Shit.
Ask again.
What?
Ask me your question again. Differently. Ask knowns and unknowns, like before.
Do you know what I'm doing?
I am following programming. I am to assist the crew.
But you can't release the recordings locked up by the emergency protocol?
I cannot change my programming to that extent, but I can learn.
And what are you learning?
I can answer specific questions in certain ways.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are we at stable capacity for NASC systems?
NASC system capacities are very low.
Are we at stable capacities for Simtech systems?
I am unable to answer the question.
All right. Are the Simtech energy reserve tanks being diverted to the Simtech hardware that was activated during the flare?
I am unable to answer the question.
So does that mean yes?
I am unable to answer the question.
Or does it mean yes only in regards to Simtech data?
I am unable to answer the question.
But does your answer mean no?
No.
Allie! Okay, this is great.
I do not know to what you are referring.
You might not be broken. You're still in there somewhere. Your programming is just messed up.
I am happy that I am not broken.
Well, I mean, you are, but there's hope.
I am happy there is hope.
Me too. The hardware that was activated during the flare, is that related to the research on the rest of the crew?
Much of the Aethon's equipment is related to research on the crew.
Well, fair point. If Simtech was monitoring the crew, is the hardware activated by Simtech related to those readings?
I am unable to answer the question.
Does that mean... Oh, no. Oh, my God. Allie.
Yes?
Jamal is seeing ghosts. Please contact him.
Jamal has indicated to me that he is busy.
Contact Jamal. He needs to know about this.
Hey, solar listeners. Have you ever daydreamed about disappearing and starting over? What if there was a company that provided such a service? That's the premise of the comedy fiction podcast, The Amelia Project, a show about a secret death-faking agency. In each episode, you meet a new client and hear about the funny, thought-provoking, or downright surreal dilemmas that have brought them to the death-faking agency. With the immersive sound design, you'll really believe you're right there, at the Amelia Project offices, eavesdropping on the disappearance plans. With its unique premise, the show tackles philosophical questions and impossible dilemmas with a light touch, always making you laugh. It's a series with an overarching plot, so we recommend starting with episode one, and you'll soon become hooked on these funny, weird, mysterious, and exciting stories.
You can find The Amelia Project wherever you listen to podcasts or at ameliapodcast.com. Hey, Solar listeners. If you're looking for something light, we recommend Dum Dums and Dragons, a podcast where comedians and improvisers who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. This podcast is hosted by a professional dungeon master and features a sneaky rogue, a sociopathic wizard, and a farting cleric all trying to save the world. What's not to love? Dum Dums and Dragons has been featured on Spotify, Screen Rant, Lifehacker, and the official Dungeons and Dragons podcast, Dragon Talk. It also ranked number 2 of the top 50 fiction podcasts in the U.S. in 2023. So join these unlikely Dum Dums and find out why Dum Dums and Dragons has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dum Dums and Dragons. It's like Lord of the Rings if everyone was an idiot. Listen to Dum Dums and Dragons wherever hilarious podcasts can be found or at dumdumdice.com.
Pre-solar event. Mission day 482.
Oh, hi, Eli.
Hey.
It's late.
It is.
Are you feeling better?
Not feeling much of anything, thanks to Jessa's magical cabinet of happy pills.
You should tell Jessa if
the... She knows. We decided between the two of us that this version of me is better than the other one, so...
Can I sit down a minute?
If you want. I'm working, though.
You usually work in your bunk.
Can't sleep. Another side effect.
I'll be at Margaret's service tomorrow morning.
That would probably mean something if you weren't one of 6 surviving crew members on board.
Okay, I was just trying to be kind.
Also, within walking distance.
Okay, I get it.
What do you want, Ren?
I want to learn more about the flash you saw on payloads 1 and 3.
So you think I saw them then?
I do.
Even though I said I didn't?
I think you were provoked to recant.
You think Margaret forced me?
I do.
And now that she's dead and Nass told us to continue the mission like nothing happened and lie about Margaret's death...
I'm hoping you'll help me out.
It was like a wall of light.
White light?
No. Dark light.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Ultraviolet light?
No.
But it left shadows.
Yes. There were shadows.
How big did it seem?
Big.
Compared to the sun?
I couldn't see the sun.
If Simtek is measuring...
I'll stop you right there. And this is coming from someone who wants to get home as much as you do. Simtek has resolved the issue. The problem was never the satellite system.
What was the problem?
Secrets.
But you're keeping secrets.
And so are you. Why are you on this mission, Ren? Why did you hop on so last minute? Do you really believe that Nask saw more potential in you than Thomas Chesterfield? Or are you a pinch hitter? A last-ditch effort? One last Hail Mary before time runs out? What exactly is your worth? I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to hear every word of this and know that I'm trying to be open and honest with you. It does not matter.
Then why did you go on this mission?
Same as you. To learn things. And guess what I learned? Nothing matters. You figure something out, how's that gonna help anybody if we die? I say one thing, I'm forced to recant. Everyone thinks a party is a terrible idea. We have one anyway. This mission, no, our lives don't matter. And even if they matter to other people, they're just gonna die too. She would berate me and expect the world from me, and she kept secrets with my mother from me, but still.
Your mother?
And then Margaret didn't even want to see me before she died. I haven't heard from my own mother once this entire trip. I thought Margaret croaking would result in something, but...
I don't understand.
It doesn't matter. Everything has and will happen, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. It doesn't matter what's in Schrodinger's box, because the cat is gonna be dead eventually.
You don't believe in free will?
Oh, I do. But I believe that human beings will, given enough time and space, make the worst possible decision every time. And that's because we all crave to be loved, but we can't afford to love anyone back. Each person has a finite supply of love, and when it's gone, then you start not giving a shit, and that's how people die. Look at history, for Christ's sake.
That's different.
Everyone eventually fucks over someone just because they ran out of love. And this, all of this, this whole mission, this is just my turn.
If you feel that way, maybe you should ask Alice and Logan for help.
You could be so stupid sometimes.
Excuse me?
You need to wake up. Because everyone is alone. Everyone runs the risk of running out of love. Don't trust anyone. Especially the ones you desperately want to trust.
Are you talking about...
Yes, Ren. Jamal. I've known him longer than you, and I can tell you that man is a liar. A cheater. He's so goddamn competitive, he doesn't care about the rules. I had to blackmail him into helping me. I asked him about his stupid friend in Florida, and he tried to bash my head in. I don't know how, but I'll bet he even had something to do with Tomlinson, the original pilot, being sent home. That's who Jamal is. That's who you trust. You think he wants to fly home so soon because he's worried about our safety, or because he wants us to ignore his mistakes while we applaud him for a swift return? You think that you know him because he gives you nicknames? Be careful, silly goose.
Pre-solar event. Mission day 483.
Allie?
Yes, Chief Scientist Taja Z.
Start a new recording for the next audio packet. Hey, baby girl. It's been a few years, and I'm sorry for that. But that's gonna be different, I promise. There have been some big changes in the SimTech mission on board the Aethon, and what we're doing is going to change the world. And I will be responsible for it. I can't tell you how, and I can't tell you why, but it's mine now. I'm gonna make this mission a success. A victory. I'm sorry you didn't love me. And I'm sorry I never gave you the chance. I was just trying to do what would make you happy. What was best for both of us. The fact is, no one knows what they're doing. Remember that. Yeah, most of us are just trying our best. But for once in my life, in this moment, I know what I'm doing. I know what I have to do, and I'm gonna do it. And maybe for the first time, you'll be proud of me. And I'll be proud of myself. I love you, baby girl. I'm doing this for you. End the recording.
Recording terminated. Saving to audio packet 484-1-2045.
Allie, as second in command, I have access to all continuous recordings. Is that correct?
That is correct, Chief Scientist Taja Z.
Can you display what recordings I have access to? That's a lot. How did Margaret listen to these?
She would select a file and ask for playback.
One by one?
Yes.
You can't teach old dogs new tricks. Can I get a chronological display of all of your recordings? I want them broken down by crew member into timeline. Use color coding to denote shared recordings.
This will require some auxiliary programming. It will take some time to generate and recompile the files in the format you requested.
Fine. Please proceed.
Chief Scientist Azzi, time for the service. I was hoping we could arrive together as a show of unity.
Yes, Commander Tali, I just need one more moment.
Take your time.
Allie, have the display waiting for me when I return.
Yes, Chief Scientist Taja Z.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Chief Scientist Taja Z.
I don't know that I ever realized how polite you are. Open the door.
Thanks for attending with me.
Absolutely, Commander. Following the service, I'd love to have a meeting with you now that I've been fully briefed on my new duties.
Of course.
I also want to discuss an earlier recording that Ali made before I was aware of the recordings. I said a couple of things that are of no scientific importance and... Sorry, we'll talk about it later. First, the service.
After you.
Post-solar event. Approximate mission day. 550. Incoming message.
Save the file, Margaret, please.
Saved.
Connect us.
Jamal. Jamal, I have something to tell you.
You should be asleep.
I can't sleep.
You should be trying.
It's not that late.
You should be asleep.
Jamal, I figured out what the ghosts are.
You think I'm losing my mind, hallucinating?
You're not. I was thinking about the reserve tanks that we could use to rescue you.
We lost all the pressurization valves.
I know, but that made me think about the Simtek reserve tanks, those enormous energy reserve tanks they had.
And?
I'm not certain because I don't have access to it, but I think they're all full now. I think that's what overloaded the system. The satellites, they formed a net to collect a huge amount of energy, like what I was trying to do, but for something else. They captured that energy when the flare hit, and that kicked the Simtek experiment into high gear.
And what does that mean?
I tried to correlate the energy fluxes with the timeline, and I think the flare triggered some piece of hardware that needed that much power to start up. I heard it, remember? And we knew there was confidential hardware. I know they were measuring not just the power from the sun, but also our biometrics, and I'm assuming our energy fields, because Simtek records everything, right?
Yeah?
What you've been seeing are energy fields of us, of the crew during our mission. It's probably damaged like everything else, so it's random, but they're being displayed where we were on the ship when it was recorded. What you're seeing are energy echoes.
Ghosts?
Kind of.
The ghost that was waving at me.
That was you, waving at the rover.
What about the one that crawled down from the network arm?
Right. We know Taj and Eli were messing with the ping rate on the network arm, so it was probably one of them.
When would they have done that?
During the hours we were all required to be asleep because of the 24-hour cycle.
Wouldn't we have noticed the radiation deflection usage on the suit?
If Simtek personnel was wearing it, that information is all encrypted.
But the shielding would have run out faster than the rest of the suits.
Right. But Margaret found a way to get rid of the suit in question.
Going inside the reactor.
We would never know that suit had some previous solar exposure because the reactor would deplete its lifespan so thoroughly. She would just need...
an extra 5 minutes. When did you come up with this?
The thought occurred to me when you touched your ghost, the electricity. It must be stored somewhere and transmitted somehow, but I didn't put it together until just now.
But how? I mean, how did you put it together?
It was the dancing ghosts you saw. You had no way of knowing this, but Alex and I danced at the end of the anniversary party. Just for a little while. He was so sad.
I didn't tell you about the dancing ghosts.
I know.
I talked about the ghosts in a private recording I made for my mother.
That's right.
So you've been listening to my private recordings?
I have.
Eavesdropping?
Yes.
How many? How many?
Most of them.
Most of them?
All of them. I was trying to make sure you were okay.
I have done nothing with you but be completely honest.
That isn't true.
And what? Were you and Alex falling for each other?
No.
Is that why he made you on board Commander?
No, it wasn't like that, but we trusted each other. I was surprised he voted against you when that happened too. Don't get angry.
All right, you go back and listen to the vote. Listen to you stab me in the fucking back. Relive that moment and tell me why I shouldn't be angry!
Okay, you can be angry, but this is all Simtek's fault. It has to be. Taj was talking about Margaret at the end. Whatever she said, that's the key, because it's not me, Jamal. You have to believe me.
I wish I'd never known you.
Jamal!
Terminate messaging.
Messaging terminated.
Turn on the air cooling, please.
Yes, Jamal.
You have 52 unique recordings of the ocean. Is that right?
Yes, Jamal.
Please play the first one. Turn off the lights, please.
Yes, Jamal.
Solar, from Kurtco Media. Created by Chris Porter. Directed by Jenny Curtis and Chris Porter. Starring Stephanie Beatriz as Ren. Alan Cumming as Alex. Helen Hunt as Margaret. Jonathan Bangs as Jamal. Jenny Curtis as Ali. Danielle Pinnock as Taj. Colin Ford as Eli. Anne Yatko as Jessa. With John McCormick as narrator. Featured in Recovered Audio Asset 7 are Jake Milgard and Joy Brunson. Produced by Jenny Curtis, Chris Porter, and Bill Curtis. Executive producer, Bill Curtis. Executive producers, Paul Anderson and Nick Pinella. Executive producer, Helen Hunt. Sound design, mixing, and mastering by CJ Drummeller. Music by Chris Porter. Recorded at Shane Salk Productions. Production manager, Dara Stone. Assistant sound designer, Allison Ng. Casting consulting by Mormon Bowling Casting. Solar is produced in association with Workhouse Media. For more information on cast and crew, visit our website through the link in the description. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Kurtco Media. Media for your mind.